You know, when you write language like this, it's coming from a heart that has meditated, that has taken time to think about why it is that Christ matters more than anyone else. And I hazard a guess that the vast majority of us spend little time thinking about the loveliness of Jesus Christ. We're acquainted with the gospel. We are acquainted with the heart of it, the essence of it, the theology of it. The vast majority of you here this morning, you've memorized the catechism. You're at least familiar with it. You know, the distinction between certain doctrines, you can explain them to some degree. You can at least discern error when it's preached. You can say there's something amiss there, something wrong. But all of that is theology, and theology matters, don't get me wrong. But all of that is heady. It is something you can read, and even an unconverted person could know the difference between these things. But her description here is not coming from a systematic theology book. And it's not coming from a catechism or from a confession of faith. All these things are important. This is a confession of someone who spent time meditating upon, thinking about the loveliness, just the loveliness of Jesus Christ.